There are hopes today that the rain falling across New South Wales and parts of Victoria might go some way towards extinguishing the devastating bushfires still burning in the southeast. The focus for state and federal governments remains recovery, but also preparations for the fire seasons ahead, and for the Prime Minister, a reflection on the role of climate change.
The fact is, the next 10 years and beyond, we're going to be living in a very different climate, and we need to prove our resilience in response to that on the ground through a range of measures which have both state and federal responsibilities.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison speaking on Sunday. John Brumby was the Labor Premier when Victoria was hit by the 2009 Black Saturday fires, which remain one of Australia's all-time worst bushfire disasters, resulting in the deaths of 173 people. Many lessons were learned from that day. John Brumby, welcome back to Breakfast.
Yeah, good morning, Tom.
What are the key lessons from Black Saturday that are particularly relevant for the governments in power right now?
Oh, well, there's a lot of lessons. We set up the Royal Commission, obviously, which was headed by Bernie Teague, and he made something like 55 recommendations. The vast majority of those were implemented, and they went to, I think fundamentally, the big one was the change of policy of stay and go, which had always been best practice, the idea that you could stay and defend your property, whereas now it's leave and live, leave early and live. And I think that's been, you know, a fundamental change in the way in which we approach protecting people's lives. But lots of other recommendations which go to community preparedness. Some of the recommendations, obviously, in terms of fuel reduction, and the way in which communities are supported post-bushfire event. But there were more than 50 recommendations. The vast majority, as I say, were agreed. One of the things, Tom, is we acted very quickly to establish a bushfire recovery fund. Over the years, it was so generously supported with something like $400 million from people from around Victoria, around Australia and around the world. And I think one of the issues in the current environment, there's been an extraordinarily generous response, but there's a lot of different funds out there, a lot of different charities, a lot of different donations. And I think it's very important that appropriate governance, best practice governance is put in place. And certainly, I think if I was in government, I'd be trying to bring all of those groups together to make sure that there are very clear guidelines and criteria for assistance, and to minimise duplication with what government itself is doing, and to minimise waste in administration.
If you were in power in Canberra, would you have responded more quickly than the Morrison government to the bushfire crisis?
Oh, I'm not going to get into a political debate. I'm not in politics anymore. I think the point of these fires is the scale of them, I think, has taken everybody by surprise. It was one of the learnings, I guess, out of 2009 was that we are a very dry continent, that climate change will get more severe, and it was for those reasons that more resources have been dedicated. But you know, I think this current season is not over yet. We're seeing the implication. I think many people think of bushfires, they think of country communities being affected, loss of property and tragically loss of life. What we've seen this time is the much bigger implications of that, the much bigger implications of climate change, the smoke, which, as you've reported in your previous interview, is affecting people's health, it's affecting tourism, it's affecting business, it's affecting sport. And I think we'll see shortly, Tom, impacts in terms of water supply, because when you get rain in areas that have been burnt, the ash tends to clog up water filtration systems, and that was a big issue we had in Victoria in 2006.
Do you think we need another national Royal Commission in the wake of this disaster?
I actually support a Royal Commission. I know there's a lot of debate, different views within the states about this, but I actually, if it's done properly, I think it can add value. I think the terms of reference would need to be agreed with the states. You know, if you look at the possible things that a Royal Commission could look at. I mean, the operational response, I think, has always been and should be in the future a matter for the states. But I think it is important to look at the role of the federal government, particularly defence, and I think it is important to look at the issue of climate change. And when you look at the issue of climate change, it's a question of doing more on the prevention side, you know, what Australia can do to dramatically drag down emissions, but also what we can do in terms of adaptation and mitigation and response. And I think the reality for Australia, if you have a Royal Commission, I think it's odds on, it's going to say that we need to do more as a country. We need to be more of a leader in terms of knocking down emissions more rapidly than existing targets. And we're going to have to spend more money and more time and more resources and more effort in terms of adaptation and response, particularly to big things like bushfires.
John Brumby, great to speak to you. Thanks so much for joining us.
My pleasure. Thanks, Tom.
John Brumby was the Labor Premier of Victoria during the disastrous 2009 Black Saturday fires.